The Katie, High in the North here on Neo Rocks. Before that, you heard from Hannah Stack, Black Magic, Bro Dylan, Alone in the Universe, and Dan Maraldi, Woke Up Naked.
I love that organ at the end of that song. I think that's my favorite. I love the whole song, but I think that's my favorite part. Oh. It feels like Halloween, kind of.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah.
That's my birthday.
Halloween? Mm-hmm. There you go. That must be why there's that organ in the end there.
I love organ, too.
There you go. Well, hi. How are you two doing?
Good. We're good.
Please introduce yourselves.
I'm Kathleen of the Katie, play bass and sing.
I'm Eli, and I play organ and keyboard in the Katie.
You play the Halloween music.
I play the Halloween music.
Oh, well, you guys have a single that you just released, what, last week?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, on the 4th of July.
Oh, that's cool. So we're going to talk about that in a little bit, but I want to get to a few other things first, if that's okay with you.
Mm-hmm.
Kathleen, you told me that I need to ask you poignant questions before this interview, and I'm still trying to figure out exactly what that means. But in the meantime, I saw you on Friday. You were at the House of Blues.
Yes. It was crazy.
So I think I walked in, and I hate when people do this, but this happened to me. I'm sorry. I got there late, and as I walked in, I think you were coming up the stairs, and you just probably got off stage, right?
Yes.
So I'm sorry I missed you.
That's okay.
How'd it go? Was that your first time playing there?
Yes, it was. I don't know. I don't know if that'll be a first and last kind of thing, but it was awesome. And it was, like, surreal. So many people saw my mom and dad in the audience and my friends shouting.
That had to be kind of cool.
It was crazy.
Did you have any expectations going into it? Like, you thought this and this would happen, or was it all just kind of...
No, I didn't, it was all, like, new to me. It was all, like, I was completely starry-eyed going into it the whole time.
Man, and it was a great lineup, too. The Women Rock CLE, terrific lineup that night. And you've got, before we get too far, you've got actually another show coming up this weekend, correct?
Yeah, well, actually, Friday we'll be in Columbus, but on Saturday... the 14th, we will be at the Euclid Tavern for, you know, celebrating the release of the single with Mr. Moon and DJ Candy Fresca. And it's a suggested donation at the door, so, you know, no one will be turned away.
That's great. Yeah. That's great. And that's the Heavy Dog on the east side.
Yeah.
Great.
On Euclid.
Cool. Very cool. So this new single, what's the name of it?
It's called Livelihood.
Livelihood.
Mm-hmm.
So... You released it for the first time on 4th of July.
Yes.
Is there a reason you chose 4th of July, or is that just because the track was done?
See, that's a poignant question.
That is a poignant question. Well, we just wanted to, like, make a statement along with it, and I guess that's part of the statement. 4th of July is Independence Day and Livelihood. Has a lot to do with people working and Americans working.
Did you two do anything good on the 4th of July, by the way?
We shot off a bunch of fireworks.
What's your favorite?
I don't know. I just bought them
okay.
Like when I was out of town.
Kathleen, how about you? Anything crazy?
We made s'mores.
Oh, that's wild.
Over the fireworks?
but I do like to roast my marshmallows, like, directly on fire, though.
You're one of those people.
Yeah, because it melts
really
the
burnt.
Chocolate right away.
Okay.
That's the best way to have it. And then you just immediately put the graham cracker on top.
I'm getting hungry. Why do we always talk about food on the show?
Your fault.
No, it always turns to food. I'm sorry. I get hungry. I go home and I eat at like midnight after the show, which is a terrible idea. But anyway.
So tell us a little bit about the track.
Well, I wrote it about like minorities in America, and from my experience, what it's like to try to have success in any form. In America. And that's what it's about.
All right.
Livelihood.
Well, why don't we play the track, and then we'll come back and we'll get all the info where people can find you and all that good stuff. And I'll try to think of another poignant question, because so far it's Eric 1, Jason 0.
That's weird. That doesn't normally happen. Here's the Katie Livelihood on NeoRox. New music from the Katie that is Livelihood here on NeoRox. You come up with the question?
No, I'm sorry. I was distracted because I'll be honest. That's the first time I heard it. I'm not going to lie and be like, oh yeah, you know. No, that's the first time I heard it, and that was great. Wow, the drums are so big. The organ is just so big, and against your voice and your bass. Wow, that's a great, great sound.
Thank you.
Where'd you record it at?
We recorded it at Jim Stewart Recording down on Superior.
Heard of him?
Yeah,
once or twice. Yeah. I mean,
he has a reputation.
Yeah.
And then our good friend Dan Fernandez mixed it, and then we had it mastered at Cauliflower Audio.
Cauliflower is great. Yeah. Wow.
So, when you're writing, because that song has got a really cool bass line, when you start writing your songs, do you start from that place of the bass line and then add to it, or start with the lyrics or an organ riff? Or
sometimes I'll start with a bass line, but sometimes with this song, I thought of the bass line first, separately, like completely not attached to any lyrics or anything, but then I thought of like a song idea, and it turned into that, I guess. But other times, like, I'll think of the whole thing, or at least the concept of it lyrically in one go round.
Cool.
So what's new on the horizon? You got your show Saturday at the Happy Dog East at the Euclid Tavern. What else is coming up for you guys?
We're going to be trying to do some more recording and get some more music out pretty soon.
Okay,
we're trying to get back in the studio in the next couple of weeks.
If people wanted to hear you or look for you online, where would they go?
TheKatieBand.com. And also our Instagram, all of that is the same. Instagram, The Katie Band, Facebook. Now, we're on Spotify now with The Livelihood.
For our listeners out there going, how do we spell Katie?
Oh, that's also a point.
There's a lot of ways to do it.
Eric too.
It's
nothing.
K-A-T-Y, like she called the Katie from Taj Mahal song.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for being in studio. Again, the show this weekend?
Saturday the 14th at the Euclid Tavern.
What time are doors?
I don't know. I think the show is at 9.
All right. And you're playing along with Mr. Moon.
And DJ Candy Fresca.
Very cool. Check that out, thekatieband.com. Got one last track from you guys. The new single called Livelihood. They've already released it, but they're having the party for it Saturday night. Here is Like I Do on NRX.